I don't think people realize how much of the English language is made up of sailing metaphors. By and large, there are phrases like by and large, which refer to either sailing by, meaning into the wind, or sailing large, meaning against the wind. Then you got all the business terminology because it's such a good teamwork metaphor. You want to run a tight ship by having everyone in your crew be on board so you can have all hands on deck. And this idea of smooth sailing gave us a lot of words for things in motion. Once a project is launched, like a ship, it's then said to be underway or making headway, like a ship, unless you suddenly decide to change course like you would in a ship. If something is unlikely to happen, it's said to be a long shot because early naval guns were only accurate at close range. If you have a little wiggle room, you have leeway, which was the amount that a ship could be allowed to drift to the side. And the English language is sort of unique in having all these words because it's fundamentally a sailing language spread by people on ships. They really did have to know the ropes, meaning that they had to know how to use the ropes of a ship, which is why we have so many rope metaphors. We jury-rig things because sailors had to jury-rig a ship. We check for loose ends because sailors had to go around and make sure everything was tied down correctly. And if they weren't, you might have a literal loose cannon, which is how we got the metaphor for unpredictable person. All these words still exist because of England's nautical culture 300 years ago.